Good morning, friends. It's Grainne Tindall here, Numbers for Success. Yes, with another Numbers for Success podcast on all things soul. It's not too often in the 4 years I've been doing these podcasts that I've come on again on the same day. But today, I felt such a strong urge to do so. And, you know, I just posted up my podcast on Jupiter, the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction on the 20th to the 21st of April 2024, which will be probably one of the greatest in certainly my lifetime, astrologically and cosmically. And so have a listen to that before you maybe listen to this one. So I felt I had to come on today because I had to talk about, I suppose as a numerologist, I like to talk, and you can tell I'm not an astrologer, never claimed to be, never will claim to be, because I'm not. I just have a huge interest. I do lots and lots of research, and then I sort of incorporate it into using my numerology and my soul work to tell a story. So this particular story or podcast is something that happened yesterday, the 16th of April 2024, in Denmark, in Copenhagen, in the centre of the parliamentary area of Copenhagen. And it was the fire that took place in the old Stock Exchange building in the centre of Copenhagen, and which was built around 1625, which would have been in the Dark Ages, and also time of Renaissance as well, historically. And I found it interesting that this particular building that went on fire houses the Chamber of Commerce, and it's a stone's throw away from the parliamentary buildings. Now, the thing is, it was in the middle of renovation, this old Stock Exchange building. The Stock Exchange, always associated with Taurus. Taurus is the bull. As we know, we're coming into Taurus season, and it's all around finance, bullion, currency, and commerce. And if you listen to my podcast, the one I did for this morning, you know, listen to that first maybe, and you'll get sort of a pretext of understanding about historically, maybe even hysterically, what happened in the past when Jupiter and Uranus have come together over the many, many centuries that it has. And now, in the sign of Taurus, is quite, the last time, as I said, was 1941. And that's very much a part of the beginning of the podcast. So please do listen to it. But what I felt such a strong urge to come on and talk about, you know, a building that is burning down in Denmark, I think there's a huge relevance to this. As a numerologist, and even as a child, I always had this dream that I wanted to be an archaeologist. And I had a huge interest in ancient civilization and people. And it was really my love of Agatha Christie books that got me onto that. Agatha Christie was married to an archaeologist, Max, her husband. And she used to speak and write a lot about archaeological finds and also incorporate them in her many, many, many books, which I have read every single one. So with that in mind, I also, my father was somebody who was had a curious mind about human nature and about history. So that was sort of instilled in me from a very young age. And I suppose in many ways, as my work as a numerologist has unfolded in my life and how it has brought me to where I am today, I would look for patterns. A bit like an archaeologist, I dig a little bit deeper into the numerical significance of someone's name from birth and their date of birth and the various different transits and segments of time and that I would look at when I look at a chart. So I suppose I'm a soul archaeologist. There you go. And when I saw this information coming out on mainstream media yesterday that the old Stock Exchange building in Copenhagen was on fire, I straight away thought of Notre Dame. And lo and behold, it was the 15th of April 2019 that Notre Dame, part of Notre Dame in Paris, went on fire, which to me, again, it's just my opinion, represented the hierarchy of power within the religion and in different religious sectors. And this is interesting now. This is happening in a old stock exchange building. And I was speaking yesterday in my other podcast about the financial markets being possibly hit at this time because of the conjunction of Jupiter, expansion, the king of the king of the gods, and also Uranus, which is always to do with fire and brimstone. It's to do with shocks, lightning shocks, and situations just out of the blue, either combusting or being opened up. So, and it's both in a time of Aries, the season of Aries as well, which is always to do with fire. And it's also very representative when we talked about it's a stone's throw away, this particular building in Copenhagen, from the parliamentary buildings. And both buildings in Denmark, which went on fire, and in Paris, which went Notre Dame, were both under renovation at the same time, literally a day apart, 5 years in the difference, five being all about change. And then when I looked at the date, yesterday's date was the 16th day of April. And 16 is one of those karmic death numbers that we carry if you're born on that day. And it means the greatest, one of the things you have to come in as a soul to learn is the destruction of the ego and the fall of the ego. And it's also about the destruction of the old systems, the old ways, things that no longer serve us, then being put under scrutiny. In this case, being put under fire, literally under fire. And when we add the 1604, 2024 together, we get the number one. So yesterday, in fact, was a brand new number one day. So it's the beginning of something. But firstly, there has to be the endings of the old systems, the old ways of doing things which no longer serve. And I thought it was curious as well, because I'm always looking for patterns. Remember, I'm the archaeologist now. I've become an archaeologist, but on the soul level. And but there we have the whole thing with the Danish royal family. I didn't know anything about them at all. And they've been kind of under scrutiny in the past few months because Queen Marguerite, who was on the throne for something like 50 years, decided to throw in her tiara and said, "That's it, I'm done, I'm out of here." And handed the reins to her playboy prince son called Prince Frederick, who, by all accounts, was, busy living a life outside of his royal duties, shall we say. And, or so it seems. Everything is as nothing as it seems. So Prince Frederick was reigned in anyway, and he became king there on the 11th, a high awareness day, a day of duality, a day of the yin and the yang, 11th of January 2024. And what was very interesting is that it was meant to be yesterday's Queen Marguerite's 84th birthday. And somehow, because of this, obviously this fire, in the words of King Frederick, it's a sad sight. I think he probably could have said more, but that's just my opinion. It's a sad sight. And to see, well, personally, to see all of these artifacts, historical papers, art, basically burnt down. But I'd say there's possibly more to that than meets the eye, shall we say. The fact that it's so close to the parliamentary buildings, as was in Notre Dame, you know, I wonder, is there more work, shall we say, being done underground as well as overground? We leave that at that. But Marguerite, yeah, so she threw in her tiara, and then similar to what happened, Queen Elizabeth died and King Charles took over the reins. So two sons who've taken over the reins of two matriarchs. Again, there's another sort of characteristic. So I thought that was very interesting to observe that and to maybe have a look at that and to see what could that mean. And because of what is going on astrologically at the moment, with everything being literally demolished and highlighted very quickly, we're still in the corridor and will be in the corridor of that solar eclipse for at least 6 months. So leading up to the solstice on the 20th of June, like, there's will be a lot of sort of earthquakes, volcanoes, fire, water, all of the elements literally being highlighted. It doesn't mean there's anything to be afraid of, but just be aware of it. Be aware of the power of the earth, the power of the elements, and to respect them. Respect the water, bless the water before you drink it. Bathe in water. But also make sure that you recognize that everything that is going on in the earth right now is connected to us personally as well. So there could be firecrackers going on in your life and shocks and changes, but it's all part of it. Now, just to finish off this little mini podcast, the thing that really made me realize and sit up something was this, was when Notre Dame was burning down and we were watching it live, the spire was just falling down. And you know, that's the thing you see when you come into Paris. It's such a prominent piece of architecture. But equally, the spire that was associated with the old stock exchange is what really defines Copenhagen, because when you see it, it's about 184 feet high, and it's four dragons. And those who know me know I love dragons. Four dragons entwined around the spire, and there's three crowns which represent Norway, Sweden, and Denmark. Now, to me, dragon energy represents transmutation, and it's fire, obviously, but it's also about protection from, you know, those who may not be of the light. And so I suppose everything is connected. So maybe sit with this. Again, this is not meant to make anyone be afraid. It's not at all. It's to actually help people to see that there's good that comes out of everything. As it was, the phoenix came out of the ashes, so was rebirthed a new way of being. And that's what I feel is symbolically being shown to us. So have we learned the lessons from 2019? Little did we know. Well, you know, generally none of us knew what was coming, except until 2020, when that major power players of Saturn and Jupiter came in conjunction in January of 2020, which led the way for the Great Awakening. So on that note, if I can help you understand your soul contract, your soul purpose, why you're here, timing, forecasts, please feel free to contact me down below. And remember, let your dragon guide you along the way. And so it is.